G'day, Josh. How are you?
Yeah, Loz. Good, thanks, guys. How are you?
Very well, mate.
You're over in Adelaide, Josh, or staying at home in Melbourne this weekend?
I'm staying at home in Melbourne this weekend, but I wouldn't mind being over there. It's the Festival of Footy. It looks like a cracking few days.
Yeah, the state has really taken it by storm, haven't they? It's a great concept, and playing in the Adelaide Hills, of course, as well at Mount Barker. But it also starts tonight. At Adelaide Oval, and what a crucial game this is for the Crows, because, the pressure will be severely on, if it isn't already, if they get beat by a very good Melbourne side tonight. How do you see it playing out, Josh?
Yeah, isn't it? Must win for the Crows. I think it's going to be a hell of a game. I'm not sure I'd tip them, but having said that, it wouldn't surprise me. You know, I saw Matthew Nix talking about it during the week on AFL 360, and what he was saying was spot on. Often, you know, it's you're not that far off. It can just be a little tweak here or there, or I don't know, having the gather round and the energy of the week to change the energy of the players. Just that tiny little bit, 1 or 2%, could make a huge difference, and everything can fall into place. So, you know, they were the number one scoring team last year, and they're really struggling to put the points on the board. But if they can get back to their best in that regard, I think they'll give Melbourne a shake. But it'd be a brave man to tip against the D's at the moment. They're playing good footy.
Yeah, and after three rounds, Fremantle taking on Carlton, two undefeated teams. I don't think anyone thought that may be the case, but here we are. Who do you like in this game?
Yeah, look, you know, if I look at this week's game, this is the one, and probably the one straight after, the two I'm really looking forward to most. Frio Carlton, look, I reckon at just over $2, I reckon Frio aren't a bad go. And the reason being that I just think their back line stacks up. I mean, Carlton's forward line's one of the best in the comp with Kerno and McKay.
The guy
down there, and McKay. Yep. But with Pearce and Ryan as at Frio, I mean, if you saw them play last week, geez, they were just the absolute wall, great wall, not letting any goals through. So I reckon Frio's defence stacks up against Carlton, and it'll be a great sort of young midfield battle too in there as well with Cripps and Hugh and Chera. And up against Brayshaw and Sarong and Fife. So that'll be a pretty interesting game to watch. But I think, you know, I think Frio could pinch that. It'll be a really close game. And then obviously the next one after that is Western Bulldogs Geelong.
Yeah.
And the reason I'm looking forward to that is because I'm just really not sure where the Bulldogs are at. I think their list is one of the best in the comp. And they can play some bloody good footy, but I'm just not sure. You know, they just don't instill with a whole lot of confidence to produce it week in, week out. But I think the Cats, they're playing really good footy. Obviously, Grand Premiership winners 2 years ago. So I think it's going to be a great game to see where both teams are at, really, but in particular the Dogs.
What did Geelong do well, Josh? Because they haven't bottomed out at all. They've had all this success. It'll be there or thereabouts. And obviously, you know, Premierships are good, but, you know, it's still to play finals footy and everything like that. But they just keep bouncing back, and I didn't think they'd be a chance at the comp this year. But, you know, the way they're playing, they might give it a shake.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, what they do really well is just, I mean, they maintain a lot of their players, good players. They attract good players in. You know, it's the chicken on their egg. Because they're such a successful club, they attract a lot of good players in. And they really have a great style of play. You know, strong defense that sort of ignites their offense and their transition game. So, you know, they've been doing it for a very, very long time. But I just think, yeah, their sort of list makeup and ability to look ahead and long into the future with regards to their needs, position wise and players wise, and then being able to build a team around that. They've been doing it for a long, long time. An incredible club.
Sydney should beat the West Coast, shouldn't they? And this other game, GWS versus the Suns, how does that play out? But, like, I know you never underestimate an opponent, but the Swans should win, shouldn't they?
They should win. Yeah. They should win. It'd be a disaster if they didn't.
Yeah. What about the other game, GWS?
And the other game, I think the Giants, I think they'll be too strong too for Gold Coast. You know, they're flying at the moment, the Giants. Can't do much wrong. So, I think a lot of the other games, you know, I'd be pretty confident tipping. But the ones that I'm looking forward to and I'm most unsure about is that Freo Carlton, Doggies Geelong, and probably tonight, the Crows and the D's.
The Brisbane Lions should get their first win of the season against North Melbourne tomorrow as well. They're 36.5-point favourites at the line for that one. But it is amazing. You know, you've seen it a lot throughout your career, Josh, that when you got high expectation about you, when it's not going well, stories beyond the actual or beyond the team or beyond the actual matches raise their head pretty quickly, and the club's been at pains for now. It feels like a week to point out that everything is fine in the playing group, despite what may or may not have happened on an end-of-season trip last year to the United States.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what more can be done. The club are adamant, aren't they? And they've, you know, reiterated the fact that they've spoken to the players, the leaders. Everyone seems on the same page, and obviously they've had an issue, but they've dealt with it. It's not affecting the on-field performance. So I'm in that camp. I think, you know, it's a bit of clickbait now, and it's obviously a great story, and everyone's intrigued as to what happened, what's happened. But, you know, I think it can be, if they, with everything going on, they could probably use it to galvanise the side and really stick together, hopefully, through this. You know, they've lost three games. Things can turn around pretty quickly. Again, I'll reiterate what Matthew Nicks said the other night. You know, you're never going that well, and you're never going that bad. And it can just be a couple, you know, one small thing here or there, or just a little bit of confidence if they get their win this week. You know, and they go again. They get on a run, and you know, they could easily win. You know, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 on the trot if they get up and going. They play the way that they did. You know, their first half against Carlton in round one, if you forget that wasn't that long ago, but geez, that first half against Carlton was dominant. So if they can find that confidence again and form, things can turn pretty quickly.
Yeah, like we say with all sports, and you know, I've been involved in rugby league, it's amazing what a win does. The noise quietens 100%. Down and they move on to someone else.
Yeah, I mean, we were in that position back in 2017. We lost our first six games, and to just get over that hurdle of breaking the back of it, getting your first win, I mean, I just remember the feeling after the game, just a huge amount of relief.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we went on to win 14 in the next 16 games. So it can take a lot of pressure off. And Brisbane are a team that we know, you know, they've got the runs on the board over many years. But, you know, they get that spark back and they can cause some damage.
Thanks so much, Josh. Have a great weekend.
Join you guys. You too.